Yud Elul, Friday the 9th of September, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, Ammon and Moav.
This week's parsha, the Torah talks about which people are allowed to come into the Jewish nation. The one we want to discuss today is Ammon and Moav. But before we talk about that, I want to say over an interesting point from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, what is Sefer Devarim? Sefer Devarim is a Sefer which Moshe Rabbeinu decided before his Nifta, he wants to teach the Klal Yisrael mitzvahs which are applicable to the life of the Tzibur and the way the Klal has to behave. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that he personally is not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So he decided, as we know Sefer Devarim is called, Mishnah Torah, that he's going to repeat all those mitzvahs which are negeah to the Tzibur and the Klal. And besides that, the mitzvahs of wars, the things which apply to a melech, all which will be applicable, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that when they come into Eretz Yisrael, they'll have a mitzvah to appoint a king. So therefore, those mitzvahs are which are learned in Sefer Devarim. Asks Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, these dinim, what we have got in this week's Sedra, the dinim where I hope to talk about Bezras Hashem soon, Ammon and Moav, Mamzelim, regarding Adoni, ask Rabbi Yaakov, what's that got to do with the Klal Yisrael? Or the Alochas of Gittin and Kedushin, that Protestika, private Dika dinim, that should have been written in Sefer Vayikra. In Sefer Vayikra, where all the laws of our lawyers are written, that where these dinim should have been. Why did the Torah write these private halachas of Ammon and Moav and etc. in this week's Sefer? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, it's a big mistake. The union of marriage, of when a man and a wife get married, is not a private thing. It's not something which is just applicable just to the families. It's something which is applicable to the whole of Klal Yisrael. Through, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, a marriage, the bocher comes a chelik of Klal Yisrael, and similarly, the girl becomes a chelik of Klal Yisrael. And as Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky brings out, if you look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara in Kiddushin calls people who are unfit to come into Klal Yisrael psule kohol, people who are not roi, who are not fit to become a chelek of the Klal Yisrael. And therefore, they have to stay as a yochid for themselves. Therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's why all these dinim, what we are learning here in this week's Sedra, which people are allowed to come into Klal Yisrael, which people are not allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael, they are the halachas which are applicable to the Tzibur. And therefore that's why they are brought in the Sefer Devarim. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, what's the reason when a chosm comes to shul that we don't say tachanun? The reason is, quite simply, why? Because the simcha of a chosm is not a private simcha. It's a simcha which the whole of Klal Yisrael is besimcha. Because we are getting now in the Tzibur, another young couple joining the Kahal. And says Rabbi Yaakov, if Rachmana Litzlon, an oval comes to Shul, an oval's potter from Tachna. But the oval doesn't make potter the rest of the Tzibur from saying Tachna. Why? Because that's a private affair. And therefore says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that only by a chosim which comes to davening comes to the shul, there the Shulchan Aruch says it applies. That's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's fault. The Torah writes, why can an Amorim and Moav not join the Klal Yisrael? Says the Torah, Al Devar, because Asher Leikidmu Eschem Balechem Ubamayim, because they did not give you bread or water. Baderech Beseischem Mimisroy carries on the Torah. Asher Socha Olecho as Bilam, that they hired Bilam Ben Boi Mipsoi Ara Narayim Lekalolecho. So the Torah gives two reasons for it. All the Mefarshim ask, why does the Torah need to give two reasons for the reason why Amin and Moav are not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael? And more than that, the reason of Asher Socha Alecha as Bilam Ben Bo'im Mipsoi Aram Narayim, when Bilam came, he wasn't stamp interested just to say Klobus. He was interested to destroy the whole Jewish nation from the whole world. Therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov, says the Mefarshim, if that's the case, you're talking about a nation which wanted to go along and destroy the whole of the Jewish nation. You're now going to worry about that he didn't want to give us to eat and drink a bit of water and bread. Meretzachdov and a nation who's completely interested to destroy us. So say the Mefarshim, why does the Torah worry about the inyan of lekim b'malechem u'bamayim? And more than that, Rabbi Yosef Salam says, let's say you're happy with it, but you should have brought the main reason first. You should have started with Asher Socha Alecha et Bilam Ben Bo'im Mitzoy Aram Narayim. That reason you should have brought first. We're going to answer that soon. But in here in the Ramban, there's a Meyudika Ramban. The Ramban says that what the Torah says here, these two reasons, Asher Leikidmu Eschem Balechem B'Bamai V'Asher Socha Alecha Et Bilam, says the Ramban, the Torah is telling you, these two nations, both Amorim and both Moav, were people who had a chesed from Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu went and he saved them. And not only, says the Ramban, that later on at the time of the war, he went and he saved them. And they were in Avraham Avinu's chus. They were rescued. They were rescued from with the time when they were going to turn over state. Says the Ramban these words, V'avechayovim lehakir teva el Yisrael. They were mechuyev to go along and be makitev. And learns the Ramban that the two reasons are not two reasons. They're for each nation separately. The reason of Asher Leikidmu Eschem Melechem U'Bamayim, that is a reason for itself why Amorim is forbidden to come into the Jewish nation. And the reason Asher Socha Alecha Et Bilam, that is another reason. How could you go along Moav and go and hire Bilam? You should have had a Koras HaTeiv. And for that, that's why the Torah writes Al Devar Asher Leikidmu. Therefore that answers all what the Mefarshim ask, that it's two reasons for the same thing. The Torah says it's not two reasons for the same thing. The Taina on B'nai Amin was that they should have been Makitoiv. That what Avraham Avinu had done a chesed to them. And secondly, Asher Socha Alecha Et Bilam, how could Moav do it? But what you see from here is number one. How many years ago did this story happen with Avraham Avinu? The Chol HaPochus, 400 years. Nevertheless, you should have remembered something what happened 400 years ago, and since you didn't remember it, that's why the whole nation of Amorim is distant from Klal Yisrael. And I want to show you This stickle where I'm adding on is Rabbi Yeruchim. That by Klal Yisrael, it is just the opposite. There's a very interesting posuk, two psukim further. The Torah writes, Lo sisayev a mitzvah. Don't abominate a mitzvah. Why? Ki gero Yisrael ba'arzei. Says the Torah, Bonim asher yivoldu lohem, the children which were born to them, Dor shlishi, in the third generation, Yovei lohem bekal Hashem. Says the Rashi, Aval pi, although, says Zoku zechureichem leyoi, even though they threw your male children into the river, nevertheless, you should, they can come into the Jewish nation. Says Rashi, why? Matan, what's the reason? Shereza lohen achsanya v'shah tachak. The Torah is to belong to the Jewish nation and to be the seal of Klal Yisrael. What is that? Midas. If you've got Midas, you're prepared that somebody is stuck. These people can come into the Klal Yisrael. They could have gone along and done the worst thing, what they did to us. As we all know, they went and they killed the males, they made them toil, they made them work. That doesn't matter. Other, what allows a person to go along and to be in the Jewish nation is one thing. Midas. And says Rav Yeruchem, he adds on these words, even if you don't understand it, in our personal logic, it doesn't make sense. People who went and made us, threw away our children, destroy our children. Nevertheless, they did the worst of us. Abba, says the Heilige Torah, no. Mibad, they didn't have a Midas voice, they can go along and be in the Jewish nation. But people who got Midas voice, Amen in Mayav, and they should have had a chorus atayv for something which happened 400 years ago, they can't belong to the nation. And we can add on. The Torah brings these two reasons. How is on the Torah in the same psukim? V'loy ova Hashem alekecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't listen to Bilam. V'yapech Hashem alekecho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed as HaKlolo lebrocha. V'chura. What's the Torah? Who cares now? We're not interested in bedtime stories. Telling us they changed the klala to the bracha. We're now talking about that Amen and Mayav were forbidden to join the Jewish nation. In the middle of it, the Torah brings in this Inyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the klala to the bracha. What's that got to do with it? The Dumna Magid says on that a Moshe. There was a Yid who was going to do business. And what happened was, he went along and he stayed overnight in an inn with all his merchandise. Next morning, he gets up and he sees that all the merchandise is not there.
Not there.
The merchandise is all gone. It's all been gone. He found his merchant with his donkey, with everything stolen. So what he decided, he's getting up, got up in the morning, he found it, he decided he's going home. On the way, he met the Imam met him, he saw the chariot, and the Goy gave it back. The Ganav thought, the businessman, the Yid's not saying anything. So he said to the Yid, excuse me, I did you a big favor. You know what I did? I took all your stuff up the mountain. And I did you a lot of work taking your stuff up the mountain. I want some money from you, that you should pay me for having gone along and done that. So the Yid told him, excuse me, it wasn't you did me a favor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided with his rachamim that he's giving me back. And they're giving back to me my horse, my chariot. And you've got now the chutzpah to ask me money. Says the Dumna Magid. Same thing is here.
that the goyim, the goyim of faith of the lead, look, you should give us a thank you. Look what we did to you. We gave you the grest of brachas, which can sign. We state in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Matoivo Eyecha Yaakov, Mishkenetzecha Yisrael. Look, says the Torah, Vayafich Hashem Alekecha Locho Esakrola Lebrocha. Not because of you. Only why? Ki Ahevcha Hashem Alekecha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved you. And therefore you've got no China to come to us. You've got no China to come to us. And to ask us, and ask from the Yiddish nation, thank you that we gave you the brachas. Because it had nothing to do with you. It was Ki'ayitha Hashem Aleichem. As I said before, all the other Rishonim don't learn like the Ramban. Don't learn like the Ramban that it's all two separate reasons. One reason for Amorim, and one reason for Moyov. They all learn that it's two reasons all for the same. Asks, as I said before, why do you need to go along and have two reasons? And more than that, why are you interested? If a person's a murderer, people can go and destroy a whole nation. You're starting to worry about Balechem Ubamayim. Says Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, learn one thing. Says Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, if a nation can come and become murderers like they were, that didn't happen overnight. That didn't happen. That starts from earlier roots. How did it start that they should go along and want to kill Jewish nations? Because they can go along and they can see. If a person comes, says Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, to go along and come to fall to such a low ebb, it only came about because they had rotten midas. If you got a rotten midas, then you can see that a person can go along and come to such a low ebb. And the truth is, you see this idea how important midas is in the Torah in other places. Rabbi Eliezer Lapkin brings out that when Eliezer looked for a shidduch by Rivka, he didn't look for anything. One thing he looked for: have you got midas? So Rabbi Eliezer Lapkin's got a whole arichus. What are we talking about? It could jolly well be he had midas. Go along and it could jolly well be he had midas. But maybe she serves Avodah Zarah. You don't know what it is. Say Rabbi Eliezer Lapkin, that you see. If a person's got midas, then even if you're an Ayurved Avodah Zarah, it's shayach to come back and to come a person who is an Ayurved Hashem. Or if a person is not an Ayurved Hashem, if a person doesn't have midas, he's a gone. And he proves it. We find by the Amaleki, who are our biggest enemies, that if they want to do conversion, we will accept them. But Amalek and Moab, even if they want to do conversion, as we said, you can't accept them. They're terrified with that idea. Because Amaleki were a nation who was, as the Torah writes in this week's Sefer, lo yirei elikim. That if a private person wants to come and convert and become a Yid, we will accept him. But Amalek and Moab, who as we said, are mushchosi, in midas, they are goners. And that's what the Torah is telling us here. That a person who can fall to such a low ebb, baderach ubamayim, baderach b'seitzchem mimitzoyim, such a person, then you can go further. And never answer is given. Why does the Torah give both reasons? Says the Dubna Magid. You know, maybe Amin and Moab will come with a test. You know why we didn't give them bread and water? I'll tell you why. Because we haven't got money. You know, to go, we haven't got money. And to go and give all the Eden bread and water, that'll cost us a lot of money. Says the Torah, I'll contradict you. You haven't got money. A minute later, says the Torah, Asher socha alecha et bilam mitzoy aram navai, hold the belt. Kumse doch mit Akeretz, als darf nicht kein Geld. I'll show you, you've got money. And that's why the Torah adds on the second reason. Rav Shimon Schwab asks a very interesting point. The Torah writes, Lo yovei amayni umayavi bikal Hashem, gamde asiri lo yovei loem bikal Hashem, adds on the Torah two words. Adoyo. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, why does the Torah add on the word Adoyo? The Gemara says in Brochus, Tachoches, that when Sancheiriv came, says the Gemara, he went and he was mevalbel, he mixed up the whole world. And once he came and he mixed up the whole world, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Akiva, Ger Amoini, a Ger who's an Ammonite, can come into the Klal Yisrael. Why? Because he's mixed up all the nations. Why does the Torah add on the words Ad Olam? The words Ad Olam are not true, but it's not fair. But at the time of Sancheiriv, stay doch in the Gemara, that is mutter. Says Rav Shimon Schwab that the Torah wants to be meramis to us. That even when it came the time of Sancheiriv, and it was mutter, and it was permitted to be mekabel and Ameini. Why? Because they were now mixed up. The Torah wants to tell you that we advise you you shouldn't. Why? Because what happened was, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, that there will come and be a time when Veshovu Shavuos B'nei Ammon, the people of B'nei Ammon will come back to Ammon. And therefore, they will go along and be mixed up with all the other people. And says Rav Shimon Schwab, they will go along and learn from their characters, from their mushchesdike characters. And that's why the Torah adds on the words, Ad Olam, to teach you that even after all that, even after, when the Sancheiriv mixes them, but some of B'nai Amoim will come back to Amoim, and therefore I'm telling you, all the B'nai Amoim will be, all the people who live in Amoim will be called on their name, and they will follow their footsteps, their ideas, and therefore, the Torah says, Adilah. We said, we quoted from the Ramban, that the Yesaid of the Jewish nation, the Yesaid of the Jewish nation is Midas. As we proved it, that the whole reason why Amoim is also to come to in the Klal Yisrael is for one and only reason. That what? That they had a rough midas. And they didn't have a Koras Atev to Klal Yisrael where Avraham Avinu did it. And the opposite, by Mitzrayim, we are allowed to let Mitzrayim come into the Jewish nation. Why? Because they had midas. Says the Menal of Gated Yeshiva, Rav Chizkio Eliezer Kahn, this time of the year is a time which, especially from the Ribbono Shel Olam Chesed, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us an opportunity to be able to go along and to do tshuva, which, if you think to yourself, is a tremendous chesed. As Rabbeinu Yonah writes at the beginning of his sefer Shari Tshuva, Min ha-teves ache-hetev Hashem Yisborach, from the good which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done in Beruov with his people, that he prayed, Ki heichin aleihem ha-derech, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the way, lalois, to go away, and to go away from our bad deeds. And Adzon Rabbeinu Yonah, leimotzei ichur ha-tshuva, you won't find the delay of tshuva, zulosi oni be'ame ha-ratzim, says the Menal of Geisha Yeshiva. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the possibility to be able to do tshuva, and to be able to be Mesaken Achet. And as we have said, that the fundamental of the Jewish nation is Akoras Ativ. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us that opportunity that we can do tshuva, we have to have Akoras Ativ to the Ribbono Shel Olam and use this period of time. And use this period of time to be able to go along and to do tshuva. And as the Torah writes in Parshas Nisovim, if Yidden will go along and do tshuva, says the Torah in Parshas Nisovim, V'shavta ad Hashem alekecha, if Yidden do tshuva, then in that merit we will be zeicha, says the Torah, V'shav Hashem alekecha yeshuvuscha, and I will gather all the nations from all over the world, and that will bring us to what we, every one of us, is waiting for the zchus of Mashiach that came in the zchus of tshuva.